Research tells us something very unique about the men and women who fought the American Civil War. They were the most literate armies to ever fight a war up to that point in time. 80% of white Confederate soldiers and more than 90% of white Union soldiers could read and write. The mostly volunteer armies were adult men, on average 24 years old, which meant that many of them had voted. Newspapers were widely available and greedily read in both forces. Some units held formal debates, and time for writing letters and receiving them in the field were cherished events. Indeed, since much of the soldiers' time between battles was a series of weary marching or boring waiting, the impulse to write letters produced an outpouring of wartime descriptions like never before. Letters were often frequent and of considerable length. Frank Motley of 2nd Michigan wrote a sister on June 25, then his mother July 3rd, another sister August 2nd, sister on August 3rd, and another letter to his mother on August 15th. A good boy, I guess. Most of Motley's letters filled the front and back of one 8.5 by 11 inch stationery and were written landscape or card style and then folded. In his June 25th letter, he discussed the drive on Vicksburg. "Grant is thundering away at Vicksburg every day.